Now, we've already spoken a little bit on tonight's Mum Without Makeup about this, and it's uncomfortable, but I feel like we've only just scratched the surface, if you excuse the pun. I want to get to the bottom of the problem with nits and to clear one thing up for once and all now. So my stupid question for our expert this evening is, do nits only live in clean hair? And what an expert we have lined up to answer this one. She is from the Hair Force and has an army of lice assassins. It's Dee Wright. Hello, Dee.
Hi, Anishka. Hi.
Now, Dee, I know it's probably something that us parents tell ourselves to make us feel better, but is it true? Do they only live on clean hair?
No, they live in whatever state your hair is in. They're interested in your blood, not necessarily
aren't they delightful?
Whether your hair's clean. Yeah.
Dee, so, I mean, this is, it's one of those things, isn't it, that we have to deal with as parents, but it always surprises. And it's one of those things that you kind of don't want to share with anyone because you just feel really sort of dirty and unclean. But it's so common. Why is it so common? Why do kids get it so much and then just get it again and pass it round? And
because children are very sociable, you know, animals. They want to be interacting with other kids. And when hair touches hair, that's when they, you know, lice crawl across. Children, especially younger ones, are going to be less aware of who's around them. They're less, not going to be that good at social distancing for sure. And then the older teenagers, everyone thinks it's for young kids, but actually it goes all the way through school, unfortunately, for many parents. You know, the older kids got their hair down, got tons of hair, incredibly long.
Yeah. Because they want all these creative, they want the hair sort of long and loose. But actually, what can we do, Dee? Because then I'm sort of thinking, you know, even when they go to uni, you know, it's a very social place. I mean, obviously, it's a bit different now with COVID. So do you think actually social distancing will mean we don't get nits anymore? Is that a bit hopeful?
Well, probably. Yeah, I mean, we clear university students of head lice, clear all ages. I think, you know, lots of people are a bit surprised they've got head lice after lockdown, but they more than likely went into lockdown with them. And that infestation's ticked away nicely whilst they've been doing lots of other things. Parents have been pretty distracted in many respects through lockdown, got lots of worries and you know, homeschooling.
Don't mention it, Dee. I get like post-traumatic stress disorder when anyone talks about homeschooling at the moment. I mean, is there any sort of precursor that we can look for before it goes the whole hog and it's sort of you're knee deep in the nit comb and the shampoo? Is there any sort of signs that something might be brewing?
Well, itching is a key sign, but 53% of people do not itch. They're asymptomatic.
Really?
So you can't work on the basis that you can see a child itch and think, I'll have a look. Actually, you need to be much more vigilant than that. And if they go out and play with their friends, they have any sort of social interaction with other children, you need to be checking their hair on a regular basis.
I mean, Dee, this is quite concerning. So basically, they could be sat there spreading it around and you're sat there all sort of sanctimonious going, yes, my child. And actually, they're the one that's carrying it around. So how often should we be checking? I mean, what should we be doing?
You should check on a weekly basis. Weekly basis would make sense when they are, it's not just school because outside school terms, they are socialising. So check on a weekly basis. But don't be too religious about it in the sense, you know, Sunday's my checking day and only check on a Sunday. If the kid goes to any camps, any school outings, any big birthday parties, any sleepovers, then those are high points that you should be checking afterwards.
Right.
And looking in their hair. So that you don't find out on Sunday that, you know, they've got head lice that they picked up on Monday.
Right. Yeah, good point there, Dee. And just to somebody, because obviously this has gone out on the socials and people are sort of wading in with their sort of tricks and tips and things like that.
Yeah.
And somebody said tea tree oil. Is there any truth in that? Does that sort of make, do they not like it? Do they just sort of smell it and run away?
No, smell has nothing to do with it. I mean, tea tree, there is absolutely no scientific evidence it has any effect on
head lice. That's a shame.
What tea tree is a natural disinfectant, and significantly, head lice carry a lot of bacteria. So, you know, you it has a role, but it's not going to put lice off. And it's important that parents understand that head lice carry bacteria, because you don't want that sitting all on your child's head. You want to get those lice out. You get all the eggs out. The eggs are covered in bacteria too. The scalp will be covered in, you know, the old feces from the lice.
Or, again, you're covered enjoying your dinner bacteria tonight, lovely listener.
Yeah. So you want to get that out.
Yes.
And if that's all festering away on your child, a big infestation is developing, then, you know, that can have effects on their immune system. And especially at the time of COVID, you just want all that stuff out. You want them in your children.
We want cleanliness, Dee. We want cleanliness. And just so quickly, is there anything we can do to prevent it apart from checking?
Yeah, I mean, checking is key. Tie your child. If they've got long hair, tie it back.
I think you say tie your child up. Tie them up. That will stop them running off. So tie your hair back.
Everybody wants to let their children go out now.
It's true. So basically, just tie the hair back.
Yeah, keep it back. For the girls with long hair, I mean, ideally a plait, French plait, or a ponytail bun plait. So as long as it's not swishing around and touching other children's hair.
We want no swishing.
You've got a better chance. Yeah, keep it.
You've informed us, but you've made me quite miserable at the same time, because I was sort of heading off to buy tea tree shampoo, but it does nothing. But it cleans the head.
I mean, people use gallons of that stuff and they still get head lice.
Oh, gee. You've ruined everything.
All the people we've seen have used everything.
Really? Well, listen, thank you for that, because I think it's important we know as they head back into the classroom, Dee. But you take care, and regardless of what we've been talking about, have a lovely, pleasant evening.
And you.
Take care. All right, my love. Take care. Bye.